My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition and hopefully getting yourself into a healthier category of living is something that we're all going to benefit from one way or another. One of the things we have to remember is that as we learn, we still need to apply some of these values and we need to give them a shot. You know, learning about them is good, but actually, you know, trying some of them might just surprise you to how much differently you can feel and how much healthier you can actually be. I get it. It's overwhelming. There's things coming from every different angle. Always search out quality information from the people you know have the information. And of course, the education to be able to dispel that information, you know, search it out and make sure that you're doing your homework. It's very, very important. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. We always make sure to bring you the best guest in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the company founders, the herbalists, the people doing all the work to bring us the great products that all we have to do is obtain them and use them and get the great benefit from all of their hard work. And I'll tell you, I bring you the best that we can possibly get as far as guests are concerned. And of course, today will be no exception to that as well. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it just makes great sense. They're a full-service store with the best quality products, the most knowledgeable staff, and of course, all the good stuff that goes along with that. Being educated, having wonderful information at your fingertips, choosing from only the highest quality products, and making sure that you have a place to go every time you're starting a new venture or you're on your journey and you need help and support, or once you've achieved your goals, they're going to be there to help you maintain all your hard work. Stay Healthy Health Food Store in their fourth decade in Las Vegas, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food store retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store, at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today, Stuart Tomk is back with us, and we're going to be talking about the line of products from Plus CBD, and we're going to be talking about how these products fit into your life, new findings, new information. It's always ever-changing, and Stuart is right in the middle of all of it, and not only helping to fight for the rights, but also making sure that everybody gets a full understanding of exactly what it is that they have brought to marketplace. Stuart is a recognized authority on dietary supplements with over 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. Formerly the Vice President of North American Urban Spice, where he served for 10 years, in addition to his service as, you may remember, global educator for omega-3 market leader Nordic Naturals. Stuart is known for his extensive print interviews and contributions to noted books on integrative medicine, as well as well over 4,000 radio appearances. He's a renowned educator, and he recognizes CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health, and envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from agricultural hemp. You're going to enjoy this. And remember, every interview that I've done with Stuart is always on my archives, so you're going to love this. You're going to want to go back and hear all the other ones as well. Help me introduce my guest, Stuart Tomk. Hello there.
Dr. Jeff, it's so great to hear your voice.
I love you.
I love your show and your calm, metered approach to this entire conversation of hemp and CBD has really been helpful. You've created this platform. I've said this before. This is the only show where we get to finish our thought before we have to go to commercial break. In many cases, you've allowed us to talk for the entire hour nonstop. I don't know if that has helped as many people as I hoped that it would, but it certainly helps you and I flush out this narrative. Isn't that an important part of this conversation, Doctor? We get to learn about this, and we have to dissect this information in real time. So unlike issues in the past, where we could deliver the information from the top down, we get a chance to do it together like a community. Isn't that different?
It is very different, and it is very, very true. And it allows us to make sure that we can take our time. We're not having to rush through in between the breaks. And you're right, I love my platform, and I like being able to do this because, you know, it does allow us a full hour of being able to just chat and bring information and not having to just kind of blurt it out there in between a break.
I'd like to recommend the possibility of extending a longer format, perhaps a Dr. Jeff podcast. I don't know if you've been following this, but many of the most nuanced conversations in the world right now are going on to these long 2.5-3 hour discussion podcast formats where people are discussing very, very complex issues and then opening it up to an hour and a half of Q&A. And it was really interesting to see how the long format is allowing us to tease out these very complex, nuanced subjects that one cannot effectively communicate in a 90-second. Forget that. That's forever on TV. A 15-second soundbite does not work for a conversation like health.
I agree. And I think when you're dealing with something that has become so groundbreaking and, of course, so new and exploding with information, what comes with that is misinformation as well as good information. And when it's really new to everybody, people have a hard time disseminating the good from the miss.
Yeah, no, I just saw that recently. Before we dive into some of the topics that, and Dr. Jeff and I always, you know, share documents and papers, and there's always science that we want to talk about, but the human element, this part of the conversation, I think, is so critical. I don't know if you knew this, but last week, the Nutrition Business Journal Summit meeting took place in Palos Verdes. And that Nutrition Business Journal Summit, if you're listening to this and you don't know what Dr. Jeff and I are talking about, it is probably the biggest meeting in the nutrition world, in my opinion, probably in the world. I mean, it's bigger than Expo West because in the audience, although there are only a few hundred people, are the CEOs of Pfizer, Clorox, BASF. I mean, this is unbelievable. Nestle. Now, all the supplement companies are there, too. However, there's an evolution taking place as it relates to this hemp conversation and the bigger nutrition industry in general that you and I have been talking about for years, and I was so excited to share this with your audience. You know how you and I have talked for the years about blurring the lines between what is a dietary supplement and what is a treatment?
Yes.
And we've had to very, very carefully thread that needle. And if you're newer to this community, you need to understand that natural products do not treat, cure, mitigate, ameliorate diseases or disease symptoms. Only drugs do that. However, we do know that dietary supplements can help keep healthy people healthy. But the blurring of the lines, when you look at something like omega-3, which you can argue can be both a drug and a dietary supplement, depending on the structure and the concentration of how much EPA and DHA we're talking about. Now, this is very similar to the European model. The European model, let's take vitamin D like David, for example. At 50,000 IUs, it's a drug. At 1,500 or 1,000 IUs per day, it's a supplement if you do not get enough sun exposure. So this blurring of the lines between what is prevention and what is treatment was really on full display at the Nutrition Business Journal Summit because, Doc, all the new things that the industry is pushing forward towards, they're all about identification of condition and then direct treatment. Now, this blurs the line. What do I mean about identification of the problem? There was a, I would say 50% of the Nutrition Business Journal Summit was focused on the future of personalized medicine. Don't you agree that the entire dietary supplement industry is going to be turned upside down once we understand that personalized genetics and personalized interaction with nutrition accounts for why some of us get better and some of us don't mm-hmm. when we're taking a certain supplement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been trying, and we have to admit, you know, we have as an industry for a long, long time done the research, done the studies, and really came up with great information. But that one piece of the puzzle, trying to fit everybody into the same box and getting the same results, we have found that it doesn't work. Everybody works differently. Everybody goes at a different pace. Everybody's lifestyles, genetics, blood, cells, tissue, organs are different, and the response is different. And I do think that is going to play a major role. I think it's going to go to the forefront.
And that was on display at the Nutrition Business mm-hmm. Journal Summit, personalized. And what that means is a major rewriting in our mind about something we call evidentiary support. Because it's true. The bigger the study, like the Cochrane review that came out recently that tried to insinuate that omega-3 had no benefit. The larger the data set, the more you're looking for a single unified thread between all genetics and all people. That's a fool's errand. I'm going to be really bold here. That's dumb. Mm-hmm. Now that we know that it's an N of one, it's you, the individual. So what Dr. Jeff said at the introduction, it's great if you know about some of these things. Why don't you start trying them? And try them, really, really try them for a period of time and then make an adult decision, hey, I tried it, that didn't work. Now, something like omega-3, we probably should all be interested in terms of prevention. But I think that the future of wellness, in addition to personalized medicine, will be people that are actively looking to manage or to treat their symptoms using natural remedies instead of drugs. Now, that's not you and I selling people on buying vitamins and avoiding their doctors. The public is now more concerned about preventing. The public is now more concerned about managing and treating their symptoms with something natural instead of drugs, and that's a giant sea change in our society. That has nothing to do with this industry, right?
I think I agree with that. And do you feel that this is, you know, I was talking with someone yesterday to go off beat here for a second, and he said, these companies have made so many strides in health and nutrition. I said, they have. He said, when do you think they'll get to the point when they'll just slow down and let us just enjoy all the things they're doing now? And I said, never. I said, because it's always changing. And I say, grab onto what's really good right now. Keep your ears and your eyes open to what's coming next. And then look way down the road with the telescope to see what's coming.
No, it's true, and I think that we are now able to see what's coming in a more nuanced way than we ever could before because of things like our understanding of genetics. And we're going to wrap, you know, by the end of the show, there's a really, really great paper. Please hang through here today through everything. We're going to really tie this together on the pharmacogenetics of cannabinoids and how we're going to really explain in more detail how these hemp extracts represent personalized medicine in their purest form. Because until we have PET scans to measure where the cannabinoid receptors are activated, you don't know for sure until you try mm-hmm. the plus CBD oil like we're encouraging you to do. See, the location of the cannabinoid receptors informs their function. And one neat little thing, as a quick aside for, you know, I can't I always go off into the cool science. I read a paper the other day that said something so interesting that said if those cannabinoid receptors, the CB1 receptor, if you have more of them expressed in your GABAergic neurons, then the cannabinoids in many cases can be very rewarding. If you have them on the glutamatergic neurons, the excitatory glutamate, then THC, for example, can be aversive. And the expression of CB1 and CB2 can change based on deep underlying pathophysiology and then, of course, environmental external pressures as well. So we really have the perfect storm here to teach people about personalized medicine. And the first thing that people wanted to make sure when they approach the hemp CBD conversation, they want to make sure in many cases that they're not getting high. Many people want the benefits of cannabis without being intoxicated or inebriated. And that's why that first document that I sent you over today, if we can possibly get a copy of that over at Stay Healthy, I will have these printed. They will be in hard copy very, very soon so that we can have them over at the store. Did you get a chance to look at that full traceability from seed?
I'm going through it as we're talking, so yes.
Okay. Now, I've been working on this. We've been working on this for months. This is something you and I have talked about now for years. What we have in our hands now is a document to show people from seed to shelf with very rigorous scientific references the genetic structure between agricultural hemp and cannabis, ganja, marijuana that's different. Isn't this really exciting, this deep dive? Let me explain what I mean by this. Often people confuse marijuana and hemp. In fact, even during your lectures that you give and every time you talk to people, aren't people still confused about the difference between marijuana and hemp?
Very much so. I think the problem is society has linked them into the same category or group, and the misinformation is what's still driving it and putting a stigma on it, and they're putting a stigma on all of it.
Well, that's why this document was so important, because I think that the only way we can help destigmatize something is to shine some light on it. You know, fungus likes to live in a basement. If we open it up, get the air and the light in there, we can clean it out and air it out and have a more adult, sober conversation about how we are going to help humanity. Mm-hmm. Because if Paul Stamets, who's one of the greatest experts on medicinal mushrooms in the world, is right, and many of us believe that Paul Stamets is right, and mushrooms can help heal the earth, hemp can also help heal the earth, because if we grow hemp instead of marijuana, we can grow the hemp outside and have it suck up CO2. It's a carbon sink. At the same time, agricultural outdoor hemp as a replacement for tobacco, for GMO corn, for soy, not even for human or animal consumption, but for biodiesel. All of this stuff that we're currently doing can and will be replaced with hemp that can produce not only food, not only medicine, but also an alternative to plastics. So the big bifurcation, the dividing line in the sand between marijuana on one side and hemp on the other, this document will give you the deep dive on the genetics, but I want to call your attention, Doctor, to the first quote at the bottom of page 3 from Professor Raphael Mashulam back in 1987. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't know Raphael Mashulam, we both encourage you to spell his name. Write his name down. I'll spell it for you. So you, when you put it into YouTube to watch his lectures, you get it right. It's Mashulam, M-E-C-H-O-U-L-A-M. Professor Raphael Mashulam is accredited with really being the top scientist, although many, many, many scientists participated in the discovery of the endocannabinoid system. Professor Mashulam is noted for characterizing THC, and he's considered the godfather of cannabinoids. So even back in 1987, Doc, people were looking to separate marijuana from hemp. Were you a little surprised to see that they were this aware of it back in 1987?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you read this quote, what'd you think?
I was absolutely taken back because, you know, what I would have taken to consider in my own mind is that if they were making any kind of ideas or groundbreaking statements, they would have been very, very rudimentary and very basic, and this was very concrete.
Yeah, this is really powerful. And I want to do this very slowly, and we have the format to do this, but this is really the godfather of the cannabinoid movement, Professor Raphael Mechoulam, addressing the concern that people had back in 1987 to separate the THC from all of the other compounds in the hemp extract. Because we all know that THC is a painkiller, however, it also gets you high, and there can be a bunch of side effects. CBD we're really excited about, and the other phytocannabinoids, because they're non-intoxicating. Now, clearly, in a hemp extract, you get very low THC, not zero. That's not what we're talking about. Dr. Jeff and I are talking about outdoor-grown agricultural hemp plants that have micro-dose trace amounts of THC, but not enough to get anybody high. So here's the quote from Professor Mechoulam. Much of the research and development into the medical use of marijuana usually concluded with its unacceptable psychoactive side effects. Many drug companies, in their research, have tried unsuccessfully to separate the medicinal from the psychoactive effects of cannabis. Here's a low-tech way of doing this. Grow low THC, high CBD fiber hemp. The possibility of using the leaves and flowering tops from fiber hemp as a useful medicinal byproduct should be investigated. If CBD turns out to be therapeutically useful, this could provide added economic benefit to the development of fiber hemp. He predicted the future in 1987. How awesome is that, Doc?
It's amazing. And, you know, and you wonder how long it took him to finally get everybody around him to shake their head up and down.
Oh, you're right. No. It's an excellent point because what Dr. Jeff just said, if you think of the timeline, mm-hmm. the late 70s, early 80s, that was the height of the one-hit wonder, single molecule drug discovery, intellectual property lockdown, market monopoly for years. And guess what? We've discovered every one-hit wonder drug we're probably going to discover. We've discovered most of them. But they knew back then, I'll say this again, many drug companies in their research have tried unsuccessfully to separate the medicinal from the psychoactive effects of cannabis. There was a famous talk in 1985 that Pfizer gave at one of the big cannabinoid symposiums. And they showed, Pfizer showed, very, very subtle changes in the structure of these molecules have tremendous effect in the body. And they just could not give people the benefit of cannabis without them getting stoned. The idea that hemp is genetically different than marijuana, meaning that our hemp that we grow does not express THC in copious amounts, no matter what you do. When you read this document, you'll see that there is what we call polymorphism in the single nucleotide SNP, the single nucleotide polymorphism of the THCA synthase gene. Okay, that's the exact gene that produces THC. Agricultural hemp and medical marijuana both have this gene, but agricultural hemp will not and cannot, doesn't produce THC, even if you beat it with lights. Marijuana, cannabis, ganja, you put tons of light on it, and it can express more THC. So genetically, the genetic structure in marijuana and hemp are completely different. And the idea that we could really add economic benefit to the development of fiber hemp, that was the linchpin that I don't think that people saw coming. They didn't really see this giant hemp farming movement in America, did they, Doc?
Mm-mm. Nowhere close.
That was not even on the map, was it? We were just looking at the law and the FDA and the DEA and the medicine. Well, okay, the added economic benefit to the development of fiber hemp is the reason we've gotten this far. So since I was on last, the bill, the hemp farming bill, and if you need to follow this, I think you should, hempsupporter.com, hempsupporter.com, that's the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. You can stay relevant, current on everything that's going on. So what we're waiting for now on this giant hemp bill is the reconciliation. Mitch McConnell has it. We're all eagerly awaiting it to come out the way we hope it will. But with this conversation, you don't know for sure. The point that I'm making is we've gotten as far as we have with hemp CBD because of farming, equally as much because of its efficacy. And this company, CV Sciences, and we never take enough credit for this. Do you remember that the first legal seed ever put into the United States of America belonged to CV Sciences? This was back in 2013 or 2014, right after the Farm Bill was signed. Do you remember that?
It's amazing. Yes, I do.
I mean, that's a fun thing. Like, we don't ever take enough credit for that.
No.
And in this document, you're going to see the importation of our agricultural hemp. You're going to see detailed information on the extraction process. People are asking a lot of questions, rightly so, about the CO2 extraction and distillation. So this is a really wonderful document to help you better understand not only what you're taking, but what it is we are doing with the hemp plant. Now, did you get a chance to get down to page 8 to look at the actual strains that we're growing?
I'm there right now.
Okay. This is something that I think we've talked about on the show, but now we have it's in writing. The exact same plants that we are growing to make plus CBD oil, the exact same hemp seeds that we are planting in the ground are certified by the European Commission. They're EU and world certified food fiber hemp varieties. So what we're growing from the seed is radically different than a marijuana plant. So if you've ever wanted to know what are the strains of agricultural hemp that we're growing here at CV Sciences, and to be clear, we grew and grow all of our hemp currently in Holland, in the Netherlands, and we are working on a domestic supply, however they have perfected it in Holland. We're growing Fedora 17 and Futura 75. In all of your years in the natural product industry, have you ever heard of Fedora 17 or Futura 75?
No.
Neither had I. You know why?
Because it wasn't available.
They're fiber hemp strains. Like, mm-hmm. Unless you and I were growing rope, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. So yeah, of course, yeah.
I know. I know. I had no. Now I put all this together, and if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, you see the approximate fatty acid yield of these plants. So take a look at this. The hemp that we're growing to make plus CBD oil is 55% contains. The hemp plant contains 55% linoleic acid, 20% ALA, alpha-linoleic acid, 7% oleic acid, and 3% gamma-linoleic acid, GLA. All of that seed oil should help you understand, all those fatty acids that come from the seeds should help you understand that this is the same plant that we've been using to make hemp seed oil and hemp protein out of. Are you starting to see this a little bit clearer, Jeff?
Yeah, very much so.
Isn't this cool? Mm-hmm. So all we did was we took the exact same hemp plant you were already buying. Manitoba Harvest, Nutiva, Hemp Hearts, the same exact plant, and we CO2 extracted the entire thing. the seed, the stem, the stalks, the whole thing. So it grows agriculturally, so you don't rogue the males. This isn't marijuana. This is agricultural hemp farming. So you keep the males and the females. You mow the whole thing down. You pelletize it. We've basically taken food fiber hemp that we've been eating for a long time, and we've just evolved it into a dietary supplement. How much clearer is this document, you think, at explaining the difference?
I think it's going to be great. I'm glad I'm going to get this to Stay Healthy so they'll have it. It's going to be very, very easy for people to understand this.
So the takeaway is on page 10. Mm-hmm. We always need to have a little takeaway, and I know I stink at the elevator pitch. I'm sorry. But this is the best elevator pitch I came up with, okay? Plus CBD oil, hemp extracts are exclusively made from certified outdoor-grown agricultural hemp plants. We believe that the definition of hemp extract, quote-unquote, will evolve and include genetic identification of the hemp seeds planted to officially distinguish hemp extracts from drug extracts. So if you look at these two charts at the top here, Doc, on the left you see a hemp extract, on the right you see a marijuana cannabis drug extract. If you're the DEA or the FDA, if these products look almost identical when you run them through high-performance liquid chromatography, HPLC, don't you understand why they're frustrated with this whole conversation now?
Of course. Of course.
You see this? It's like, I hate to call it the smoking gun, but it is. The point we're making is you better make sure it's hemp. You know for sure with plus CBD oil it is. We're growing certified hemp strains that are used to make food and fiber, Fedora 17 and Futura 75. So going forward, everybody in the space, in the natural product space, I hope, we'll start asking manufacturers, what did you grow? Because many people today are growing marijuana, either filtering out the THC with solvents and selling it as a hemp extract or a CBD oil, and that is a different product. We call this the seed or source rule. We need to know for sure what the seed is. Why is it a big difference? Because these outdoor-grown agricultural hemp extracts, when they're CO2 extracted, only have a fraction of the terpenes. Ah! Go to page 9 for a moment.
Okay.
Take a quick look at that gold oil DB Lab certificate of analysis. Mm-hmm. And you notice, Doc, where it says 0.275% total terpenes?
Yes.
What does that tell you? That tells you that this product doesn't have a lot of the volatile aromatic compounds that make cannabis smell like cannabis. Isn't this interesting, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at this list, and I know this is technical, look at this list, and you see all those little compounds, those terpenes, some of them like myrcene, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the top. Myrcene. Have you heard about myrcene yet in the cannabis world?
No, I have not.
Great, great. Myrcene comes from mangoes. Remember mango melon? Mango mellow?
Oh, yeah.
Mango mellows you out. Myrcene. Now we're going back to our essential oil aromatherapy era. Let's kind of go back in the Wayback Machine. Looks like a lot of those people were right. Some of these compounds, these are aromatic at room temperature. These are very sensitive things. We've now learned, marijuana extracts can have up to 20% terpenes. This is 0.2% total terpene. So myrcene, for example, in large amounts, makes you feel paralyzed. Did you know that, Doc?
No.
You call it couch lock. You ever heard that term in the cannabis community?
I've heard that one.
Right, okay. Ready? You don't want couch lock if you're looking to deal with inflammation
right.
And to help strengthen your immune system. Got it?
Got it.
Different product, different market, different customer. So this has no measurable myrcene, which means you don't get couch lock from our product. Yay! You get it? Okay. Now, I show this to the cannabis community, and their response is, where are all the terpenes? Different product, different market, different customer. Terpenes modulate the effect of THC, but in this particular conversation, we don't need copious amounts of terpenes because we're not modifying the effects of THC because there's only a trace amount of THC in there to begin with. Now, the first compound you see there is beta-caryophyllene. Do you see that one, beta-caryophyllene?
Mm-hmm.
That comes also, it's also found, it's found in many things, but it's found in large amounts in black pepper. And remember how we used to talk about black pepper and how it was a really cool anti-inflammatory? Well, beta-caryophyllene is a sesquiterpene, which is anti-inflammatory. It's a cannabinoid in its own right, has cannabinoid mimetic and modulating properties. So if you look up beta-caryophyllene, you're going to learn some really cool things about how it's a very delicate compound that speaks to the CB2 receptor. That's where the CBD has a little bit more action. So beta-caryophyllene is a really cool thing. We now learn, remember years ago when we used to talk about black seed oil?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool stuff, isn't it? Do you still use it?
I do, and it's still actually very, very sought after, believe it or not.
And it should be. I now know it's got 8% beta-caryophyllene. It's a black seed oil is a CB2 agonist, powerful anti-inflammatory, immune modulating, really incredible stuff. And if you look at the name, Nigella sativa, isn't that interesting? Instead of cannabis sativa. So now putting together that all of these aromatic volatile compounds that we've talked about over the years, the basis of aromatherapy, volatile essential oils, all that stuff from North American urban spice, the oregano, the sage, all of those volatile compounds have effect on the endocannabinoid system. When you're taking a finished hemp extract, unless you want to be paralyzed, unless you want couch lock, unless you want to be knocked out, you want to look for products that have a low terpene content because that's not what you're really going after. So don't you think that this document, or let me ask you, do you think that this document will help really answer some of the outstanding questions that we've not been able to really put to bed?
Yeah, I really do. And I think it's going to, and some of the visuals that are on here also do help, you know, because some people are more visual than auditory and some people respond better when they can see it in front of them. It just depends on how we all learn differently.
Oh, no, you're told. That's why I wanted this to be a combination. Like, I'm an oral tradition person, although I force myself to read papers. It doesn't come naturally to me at all. When I listen to lectures, I get it. So this will help you really do a deep dive. And then also, on page 11, I'm really excited to share this with you, too. This is now an update on the fatty acid breakdown, the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the plant sterols, the chlorophyll, and the vitamin E. So even though the amount, relative amount of terpenes is quite low, you certainly see that they are, even in very, very small amounts, being detected, even to things like the alpha-pinene. So this is a much more detailed breakdown for those of you that want to know everything that's in the product, and we support you and applaud that because we want to know too. And then finally, the last part I want to talk about here is the quality assurance. I know that we talked about this, but not for a little while. You do know now it's official that with a QR code on the label that our products have been blessed by the governor of Indiana. So the entire state is on board with hemp being decaf, different than marijuana, and the solution were the QR codes. So the QR code is linked to a document that contains information about the manufacturing of the low THC hemp extract. So when you scan the QR code, and these will appear, Doc, on all of our labels. We did it just for Indiana initially, but now we're rolling them out nationwide. So this QR code is on the label. You'll be able to scan it. It tells you the product name, the ingredient lot number, the batch identification number, the batch date, the expiration date, which must not be more than 2 years from the date of manufacture, the certificate of analysis, and the fact that the product contains not more than 0.3% THC by dry weight. So for more information, you can visit cvsciences.com/QR codes. Now, this is what we're doing to get way ahead of the market. You won't learn about this at the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. This is a CV Sciences initiative. We were the first company to completely ace this in terms of what the requirements were in Indiana. So for more information on the new QR coding so that you know for sure what you're getting, visit us at cvsciences.com/QR codes. So please make this available, and I'll get this printed in hard copy so that we can hand these out in the thousands.
Now, I want to take you to a question that's come in, and I've been saving this for – I want to get it in before the hour's over.
Sure.
The biggest confusion we're seeing out there now is labeling. Because everybody out there that's jumping on the CBD bandwagon is labeling. Some people will say 500 milligrams on the bottle, 1,000 milligrams on the bottle. And, you know, it's just – it's gotten so confusing. People don't know what to where to go. They don't know exactly how to differentiate. And I know we've only got about 8 minutes. So can you talk a little bit about labeling? Because it's confusing the heck out of everybody.
Very few companies – are labeling this ingredient the way you should. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jeff is right. Mm-hmm. The federal code of regulations are not open to interpretation, and people are taking a lot of liberties. For example, you cannot put the total amount of milligrams in the bottle on the front of the packaging. That's why we don't do that. You can't do that. So when the FDA starts writing more warning letters, those people are going to be getting a lot of letters. So it's very, very important that the supplement fact panel clearly reads hemp oil, aerial plant parts on the first line. The second line underneath it should tell you how much CBD, whether it's cannabidiolic acid or cannabidiol CBD, is actually in the product. So yes, it's very scary. Yes, it's very confusing, but it's simply because this market is finally getting this attention. So this was talked a lot at the Nutrition Business Journal Summit. Everyone who is a member of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable will start living up to the APA requirements, the American Herbal Products Association. So I encourage you to go to the American Herbal Products Association's website to learn what accurate labeling should be. But I can tell you, if you look at our label, we've got some of the best FDA lawyers on the planet that have suggested that this is the most accurate way to label things. You need to tell people how much CBD they're getting. You also need to tell them how much total hemp oil. When you read the label, the hemp oil on the top tells you how much the volume is. The second line should be a little indication of the sliver of naturally occurring CBD that's in there. So if you don't have a supplement fact panel that looks like ours on the product, I encourage you to ask the manufacturer to justify what they have. To your point, most of the labels I've seen out there, if not all of them, are wrong.
Well, you know, and thank you for that. It's just, you know, I look at what's happening out there, and I mean, this is just such an amazing sector category in its own right, you know, within the health and nutrition industry. And you know, people just want to do it right. You know, they want to get the product that makes a difference. They want something that works. And, you know, and I think what's happening is a lot of the dispensaries have got their own idea of what CBD oil is all about.
And what a label should look like.
Yeah, exactly. And just is the confusion is just there. And, you know, people say, well, I'm here right now. I'll just pick it up here. And then they wonder why it's either not working or they're not getting the benefit. And, you know, and it's just a really weird line, which I know is going to tighten down. And people will eventually have a few choices, and they'll all be approved choices.
Yes, they will. It'll be standardized soon. And then before I, because you know how I am, I eat up all your time, that last paper, that very technical paper that I sent, I just want to end with one note on this. In terms of why it works for me, but it might not work for you, mm-hmm. Pharmacogenetics of cannabinoids. Listen to the sentence. The patient's response to cannabinoid treatment may have a genetic background, which depends on gene polymorphism involved in the action, metabolism, and transport of these substances in the organism. action, metabolism, and transport. Three rate-limiting factors, action, metabolism, and transport. You've got to find out if it works for you. You'll know very soon whether or not it works for you, but the genetic factor in here makes it personalized medicine. Just like we said at the top of the show, if it works for you, you can't tell everyone else to take your exact same dose. It probably won't work for someone else.
Well, you know, I saw something this morning. I think I posted on my Facebook. It says, don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle. And the thing that I like about this is, you know, you may take a while to be able to get the results you're trying to achieve, and you may get them very quickly. You may peak very fast and then level out, or you may start very slow and all of a sudden start getting great benefit. But your only competition is with you and yourself. And you can't compare because we have different everything from genetics to the way we digest, the way we breathe, the way we sleep, the way we act, the way we process. So patience is really a virtue here, and make sure that, number one, you're using a quality product, and number two, that you're giving it the time that it needs, and number three, it's not a marathon.
Yeah, you've always reminded me of that. I've been the one that said you're going to know right away or not, but you make an excellent point. Many people were taking it for anxiety and found out that they slept better, their inflammation disappeared, their migraines are gone, their menstrual cramps don't bother them anymore, and they were going after something else. Balance the endocannabinoid system for total health. That's the message. This stuff might give you global homeostasis. That's what we've been seeking.
I have a friend that decided she wanted to use the Plus CBD oil for anxiety because she's very anxious. She said, I started using it and I got more anxious because it wasn't working fast enough. And I said, that's a personal problem. I said, you need to chill out and let it do what it needs to do. And, you know, over the next 2 weeks, she started sleeping better. She started feeling better. And she realized she wasn't having those panic attacks and things were settling down. And I said, isn't patience a wonderful thing? She said, if they could just put patience in a bottle, we'd all be happy. I said, true. I said, but that just shows our individual, you know, dedication to getting the results we need. I said, you will be more successful if we all learn how to take a step back and just kind of, you know, let it happen the way it's supposed to and give time for your body. If you've been screwing up your body for a decade or two, you're not going to respond really quickly. I mean, come on, you beat your body into the ground. Give it some time for it to say, oh, this is for me.
Even if you change your thyroid medication or your SSRI,
yes,
it would take 3 to 6
Very
weeks
true.
For you to notice it.
True, true, true. You know, I think that what's interesting is that how many people are really getting great results and they want to share the results with their friends. And I said, that's fine. But always bring into your conversation that we're all different and we're all going to respond different. And we have to maybe hit and miss a little with it within the same line to find what works.
Well, that's why this techie, super techie paper for the deep, deep nerds, they might love this. There are some genes that they found that may explain why some people test positive on a drug test and others do not, that might explain all kinds of weird, neat things. So remember, the pharmacogenetics of cannabinoids make it personalized medicine. Make sure you're using a hemp extract that's from a certified seed that gets you healthy, doesn't get you high. Try Plus CBD oil, red, green, or gold. One's for the body, that's the red. The green has been activated, and the gold is triple concentrated. Find what works for you, and shh, don't tell anyone else what your dose is.
Real quick, have you changed your dosage personally before we go?
Yes, I was taking 250 milligrams a day of CBD, and now I'm down to 15.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. I don't need it anymore. I used to feed on it. You know that. I needed it like or else.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Thank you for the show today, right through the breaks as usual. Have a great day, my friend, and be well.
Thank you, doctor. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Stuart Tomp, representing the Plus CBD oil. Of course, you can go see Marge and all the people at Stay Healthy and check out this full line that's always available. The red, the green, the yellow, all of them. The raw green, the raw is the red, the green is activated. And of course, like Stuart said, the gold, triple response to that. So they're available in balm, liquid, capsule. Go in and talk with them at Stay Healthy. They'll help you make a better choice. And it really just makes it easier when you have somebody you can bounce these questions off of, you know, to make a better choice. And, you know, like we say every time that we're together, everybody reacts differently. Everybody's processing, everybody's digestion, everybody's bioavailability factors in their body is different. So as long as you decide that you want to try one of these endocannabinoid products, these endocannabinoid balancing products, you know, choose the one you want to use and make sure you're just getting it from a reputable source. because it's really easy today to try something and use something that might not give you what you're looking for, or they're not taking the time to really give you the availability of the best quality product that's out there. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. If you tune in later near the end, remember this show with Stuart Tomp and Plus CBD Oil will be on my my webpage under archives. Just go to drjeffreyburke.com. All of my shows, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, are recorded, podcast, and archive for your download experience when it's convenient for you. They're all on demand and they're all easy to work with. Just go to the webpage and follow the archive icon and click on it and then scroll down and download the show that you want to listen to. Of course, heading to Stay Healthy Health Food Store is a great thing to do. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their street address, 840 South Rancho Drive. And that really is in the Smith Plaza, right there on that corner of Rancho and Charleston. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? And did you know they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? Go in and see what all of these years of wonderful service and the benefits that they can provide you. You know, go in and see what it's all about. You'll be glad you did. There's nothing better than going somewhere where your questions are answered and you have people paying attention and listening and helping you, you know, make a better choice for the things that you're dealing with. And what is more important than dealing with our health and choosing appropriately and choosing from quality and integrity and not wasting your time, wasting your money on something that may do very virtually nothing for you. You know, there's so much misinformation out there and so much confusion. And, you know, and we are human. We all want to follow the path of information that sounds the best for us, maybe the easiest, maybe the one that has the most positives, maybe the one that, you know, is going to give us the best that we need to have and head us in the right direction very quickly. You know, we want the best information, but sometimes the information we're getting may just be blowing smoke and might just be telling us what we want to hear. What I want you to do is choose the best information that is true to form. And sometimes it's the one that has work involved and attached to it, meaning that you might have to work a little harder. You might have to make some changes. But that's what it's all about. A lot of us have been kind of gliding on autopilot for a while, and now we're starting to feel the ramifications of the lifestyle choices we've made along the way. And they're not always great. So we'll make some choices. We'll choose things a little differently. We'll make sure that we've got the best information in front of us. And we have a wonderful staff of people at Stay Healthy to help us with that. At the very beginning of our changes and our path, during the journey when we're hitting speed bumps and need some help, and when you achieve your wonderful benefits, they'll be there to help you maintain them. And that truly is what it's all about. So head over to Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. There's a place where you can read all those industry articles right on the homepage. All great information, all relevant for today's world, all up to date on the things that we're talking about. And even above and beyond that, one of the wonderful things we get to deal with is good information that we can trust. And also, while you're there, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And don't forget about their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up. They bring great information every day, and it's a good way for you to stay connected with Stay Healthy on a daily basis. Those daily reminders are informing and sometimes comical, and sometimes they're reminding of things you knew before but you forgot about. So their Facebook page is really a good plus for your selection of those pages that you like. While you're at Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. That's my Facebook page. I answer your questions right on the page. So send me your questions. Send me your comments. I'd love to chat with you. And plus, you and I can stay connected. And also, we can pass it on to our friends because we're trying to grow the page, to grow the information so that all of us can get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy together. Don't forget to check out all the Plus CBD oil products at Stay Healthy. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.